Hi, this is Kim Redigan from Meta Peace Team, and I'm not only on Meta Peace Team as a peace team member and a trainer in training, but I'm also a high school teacher, and young people are my passion. And, you know, I think there's nothing more important any high school could do than to introduce nonviolence trainings for their entire student body. However, if that's not a possibility, we have to start realistically. I think to find one or two teachers and a handful of students who are interested in pursuing the question of peace and nonviolence training, start from there. And schedule a training, you know, even if it's with a small number of students, and then watch this thing grow. There are many reasons why it's important to do this. In my own case, peace obviously is my passion, and any teacher worth his or her salt should always teach their passion. I mean, that's number one, because it is contagious. But there are students, the young people I find in my experience, a few things. Number one, they are hungry for community. And working for peace, being part of a peace team, simply undergoing an eight-hour training is the seedbed for real community. That's number one. Number two, my great sadness with young people today is that I see a cynicism there because they simply do not see the possibilities outside the box. They've been taught history from the perspective of wars and generals. They have not been encouraged, unfortunately, and often it's the result of the educational system. They've not been encouraged to be creative thinkers, to be imaginative thinkers, to be people who are going to be changing. Actually, their agency's been taken away from them, frankly, I'd say, a lot of young people. So I find that nonviolence training is extremely empowering. I taught at a school once, a small school in Southwest Detroit with about 180 students, and met a peace team. At that time, it was Michigan Peace Team. On one day, we trained the entire school. We had several trainings going simultaneously. It was absolutely wonderful. Now, did all of those students go on to serve on peace teams? Not at all. However, we plant seeds. I mean, that's all any of us do, whether we're teachers, whether we're you know, whatever we do, we're only planting seeds. The school I'm at now is a large all-boys Catholic high school, and we've partnered with an all-girls Catholic high school down the road, and both of our schools have a club called Just Peace. And Just Peace is a wonderful club. The students work on sweatshop issues. They work on issues related to militarization, all kinds of issues on the topics of peace and justice. And a few years ago, we decided let's do a weekend spiritual retreat / nonviolence training. And so these students, 16, 17, I don't think we had any 18-year-olds. They were all minors. They actually were able to be immersed in a weekend-long training. In fact, they got the equivalent of a training that maybe our international team members would undergo. And they've emerged from this just really on fire for this work for justice. They're changed people as a result. It's interesting. A few of them have gone on to serve on peace teams. And I'll mention one young woman in particular. Her name is Sarah. And Sarah is now a freshman in college. She goes to Michigan State. But Sarah is probably 4'11", maybe, and is one of the most intrepid and bold and grounded and awesome peace team members I've ever worked with. I'd stand shoulder to shoulder with Sarah F. On an international team as well as on a local domestic local team. These are the kinds of young people that come out of the training. The piece that the current high school students I have really ran with is the piece on power, privilege, and oppression. These students are very analytical. They took that training to heart, and they actually went on and, you know, on their own, kind of developed their own way of presenting power, privilege, and oppression, and they've presented it both at my high school, at the female high school, and they've also presented it at a couple adult conferences very, very effectively. And so I think any school, I mean, peace education should be part of every curriculum, the curricula of every school in the world, frankly. But unfortunately, it's something that I think needs to be advocated. You need to advocate for it. You need to push for it because it's not probably going to happen from the top down. And as far as teaching peace, everything should, you know, peace should permeate everything we do. Everything we do. Thanks.